Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your Round the Way Social Worker, and I just want to come and say thank you. I'm back again just to give you another dose of vitamin E to educate, empower, and encourage you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. I just want to motivate you this week. I want to encourage you this week and educate you and just to let you know it's time. It is time. We're at the end of the year. But last week's episode, we were talking about what's next, what's next. So I had the esteemed honor to speak at an event a couple of weeks ago. And the individual who invited me, she didn't even know me. She was just, it was word of mouth. But one thing about this individual is that she is anointed and she doesn't move unless. So I was able to meet my friend Dee, and Dee, I want to say to you, thank you so much for the opportunity to empower and to uplift and to encourage individuals to step strong after your life happens, how to reset. So today I just want to give you just a tidbit of what the talk was about, just to encourage you and just to empower you. And I'm only going to give you three reasons, that's it, because the topic that we expounded on, that we motivated, inspired, was on releasing. And a lot of times us as individuals, like I said at the beginning, that we are at the end of the year and some of us are still carrying some things. And I'm not going to talk about past. I'm just going to talk about this year. We're still carrying some things that we are not even supposed to be carrying, but we're holding on to them. We're nursing them. And one of the points in the motivational topic was that some of us still have wounds where it should be scars. I'm gonna say that one more time. Some of us still have wounds, and wounds are those oozing, those open, tender places that still need ointment, or they still need to be cleansed on a regular basis so that infection does not set in. So some of us still have wounds that should be scars. They should be scars, but we keep revisiting what that person said to us, what they did to us. But I just want to say this before I give you the 3 reasons why you need to release that. 3 reasons why you need to release it, but I just want to say this to you before I do. You are in control of how long you hurt and how long it takes you to heal from something someone has done or said to you, because you have the choice, you have the power. And if you are nursing that, if you are keeping that wound open, it's just like pouring salt. Or if you have a paper cut and you put that sanitizer on that paper cut, baby, you feel it. But eventually, once it starts to heal, it doesn't sting like it used to. So we're at the end of the year, and I just want to say to you, release it. Release so that you can reset and be restored. And I'm going to give you the 3 reasons why. Why you need to release. The first reason I want you to release, you need to release. And y'all know I don't like using the word need, but because we are at the end of 2022, I want to say you need to release, because you will never have external peace as long as you are having an internal war. Let me break that down for you. On the outside, you're looking really good. On the outside, you're smiling. On the outside, you're together. Baby, you are snatched. But on the inside, there's an internal war going on. You want to let it go, but you don't want to let it go because you feel as though you have a right and you're valid. Baby, I'm not saying that what was done or said to you, it wasn't, it's valid because it was done to you. But at some point, you have to let it go. And when I mean let it go, I don't mean just forget about it. You may need some therapy to get over it. And as a therapist, when people say, oh, just let it go. No, don't tell me to let it go because you don't know what has happened. It was not you that this was done or said to. So sometimes therapy is needed. Sometimes coaching is needed to get you on the other side. But you can play the part, but sooner or later, the mask is going to come down at night when the lights are off, at night when it's quiet and you're laying down and you can't rest because internally you're still mulling over what was done, how it was done, how it made you feel. Like you are just replaying it over and over. Release, because you will not have external peace with the internal war. It's a contradiction. It does not go together. It doesn't go together. You know, a lot of times people, they can play the part, man. But what happens when the lights go off? What happens when they're all alone? What happens when they see that trigger? So my thing is to you, release. Release. I'm going to tell you why. But the how, y'all going to have to come look for me. Come look for me. Two, the second reason you should release, you need to release. What you think about, you bring about. What you think about, you bring about. You know how you think on negative things, and it seems like that phrase, if it ain't one thing, it's another, lies you tell. No, I'm not. We have to be mindful of what we think about, because it resonates. It starts in our mind. And before long, we're going to start speaking that thing, and it's going to come into fruition, right? So what you think about, you bring about, because if you think about it long enough, you'll start speaking it out of your mouth. So one reason to release is, first, you'll never have external peace with an internal war. Two, what you think about, you bring about. And that's what the enemy knows, that if you continue to mull over things and think about, I'm going to do this, or how could they do that to me? Or I'm going to get them like this. Baby, you right. You in his wheelhouse. And that's how he wants you to be. But baby, anytime you are able to wake up and open your eyes and understand that what they did or what someone said to you has nothing to do with you, honey. It has all to do with that individual. Because see, me as an individual, I can't intentionally hurt anybody. Not intentionally, because it ain't going to sit right in my spirit. Baby, the Holy Spirit going to come so fast and say, hey, tie up. Now, you know you was wrong, huh? But you have some individuals that can do that, and they won't miss a beat of sleep about it, what they said or what they did. So that's something on the inside of them that they need to take care of. That's not your business. That's not your business. That's their business. And you just tend to getting yourself together, tend to making yourself whole and complete and heal. So that when individuals look at you, they'll see a scar. Yeah, they'll see them, but it won't be a wound. You won't have a bandage on you. You won't have to go and pack it, because you'll be that much further in your healing process. And the last reason you should release, or you need to release, is because what God has for you is better than what you have in mind. What God has for you is better than what you have in mind. And let me tell y'all this. And the reason that I say this is because, you know, we are so adamant as individuals to want to get somebody back, or to want to tell them a piece of our mind, or want to explain our side of the story. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. What God has for you, once you release that, is way better than how you thinking it should play out or it should be carried out. I was looking at this thing one time. I don't know if y'all seen it or not, but it was a little girl, and she had a little teddy bear, and the man was asking for the teddy bear, and she did not want to let the teddy bear go. But behind the man's back, baby was a bigger teddy bear. But because she didn't want to let go of that little teddy bear, she almost missed out on the big teddy bear. You see what I'm saying? So I'm saying the same thing to you. What God has in mind for you, what he has in store for you, is better than what you're thinking. This man does on this reel or this Instagram. You're thinking small. You're thinking small. And then he says a whole lot of other stuff. Y'all know what he say, but I ain't got time for all that. Quit thinking small. Release it. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh well, that worketh inside of us. But we have to have the faith. Listen to me. We got to have the faith and trust God that he will make it right and he's going to make it better. But you got to release. You have to release. I'm reminded of the thing when it says how they a closed fist. You can't get nothing in and you can't let nothing out. You got to open it up. You have to open it up. And once you acknowledge, hey, this hurt me. Once you acknowledge and say, hey, I'm tired of carrying this. I'm tired of reliving this. I'm tired of staying up all night. Baby, let them go. And the best thing you can do for an individual or even the situation is pray. Because I'm telling you, prayer will fix it, baby. Prayer can fix it for you. Hey, come on now. Prayer is the most you can do. Yeah, I better go back, baby. Baby, I was like a play a long time ago. But anyways, but prayer. Pray about it. Pray about it. And I'm telling you, once you release it, I gave the example during the speech that when you are pregnant, and even if you have not had kids, you've carried a heavy baby or you've carried some groceries or a heavy bag. And you've carried it for so long till you got acclimated to the weight. You got acclimated to the weight of it. But when you put that baby down or you put the bags down or you gave birth to that baby, man, how much lighter were you? I gave the example when I had my daughter and the nurse told me, she said, well, Miss Johnson, when you're ready to get up to go to the restroom, call us on the buzzer and we'll help you. And in my head, I was like, I don't need your help, lady. I've been working. I've been walking all this time by myself. What I need you to help me for? Now, I'm 9 months pregnant. I done gave birth to my child. So when I had to go to the bathroom, do y'all think I rung that buzzer? I did not. Baby, when I went to stand up, honey, I had to grab hold to that bed because baby, she was on the floor. She was going down goes Frazier. I was on my way to the floor and I was like, wait a minute. I had got so acclimated to carrying this baby, this extra weight, till I learned to adjust. But once I gave birth to that child of mine, I no longer had that weight to carry. Girl, I felt like I was a feather. So I'm just saying to you, release and don't go into 2023 carrying something that you should have let go. You should have released in 2022. You know, y'all can talk to y'all all day long, honey, but that's all I just want to tell y'all as we're getting ready to move into another year. Release it. Release it. I encourage you today to write it down. Whomever, whatever it is that you have been carrying that was not even intended to be carried this long, write it down. I want you to write it down and I want you to see it. And I want you to affirm, I am releasing everything and everybody that is heavy, that has weighed me down. I'm releasing it and I'm getting myself together. You hear me? I'm stepping strong into 2023. So until the next time, y'all already know, y'all continue to smile big and step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. Yes, they are. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And they most definitely want to see how you maintain it. When they know, honey, you walk around here like Erykah Badu. Bad lady, you gonna hurt yourself. or back or whatever she say, carrying all them bags like that. They know it. They know it. But let them know, you're doing something different. You're doing something different, and you're releasing everything that's heavy, everything that has weighed you down, and you're releasing it. You're releasing it. So until the next time, y'all can need to push past the pain and persevere, and y'all know, trust God. The world is in a turmoil, toxic, wicked state. But God is the author and the finisher. He is the one that puts and allows things to take place. But you trust him. Make sure you know him. If you do not know him, I urge you to get to know him. Get to know him as your savior. And if you don't know how, call me. Baby, I will give you the ABCs of salvation, because I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing. So until the next time, y'all be safe, and I holla.